Good evening. We're broadcasting live January 11th. Okay, we won't be doing video tonight, just audio. I'm quite busy. Tomorrow we have our first 5-minute meditation lesson booth set up, hopefully. I just spent the evening pounding grommets into a banner. Thanks, Robin, for the grommet kit. Learned how to make grommets. Today we did our meditation in the atrium, just a few of us got together, and I have to make something to give out tomorrow. Got a bunch of stuff to do, and there's all this schoolwork. For some reason I'm back in school, so busy stuff here. We have a quote tonight about, it's one of the many quotes about how to tell the difference between the Dhamma and what is not Dhamma. But it's basically this. So the point of it is that we shouldn't follow something just because it's Buddhist, or, you know, we should be open to questioning and analyzing, investigating, because it can change, and we could hear wrong, we could understand wrong, we could be misled, our teachers could be wrong. But we know that the Dhamma isn't wrong. And we know that by its very definition. So you might say, like, how do we know that all Dhamma is good? Right? Well, because that's our definition of it. If it weren't good, we wouldn't call it Dhamma. If it didn't lead to good, if it didn't lead to turning away. Turning away means abandoning desire and ambition. It's the turning away from samsara. It's what comes when you see things clearly. When you see that things are impermanent, unsatisfying, uncontrollable, then you lose all interest in them. You lose all desire and volition. So there's the turning away, the fading away. Because once you turn away from them, they start to fade away. All the stress and suffering and chaos and confusion that we normally live with, all the heat, the fever abates, fades away. And nirvana, or the unbinding, become free. We let go. When we let go, we're free. When we're free, we say, I'm free. Vimuttasming vimuttanti jnanam hoti. You know, I'm free. So it's by verifying that it leads to these things that we know it's the Dhamma. That's important. Buddhism isn't supposed to be about dogma or beliefs, you know. Most religions have some seemingly arbitrary or specific dogma that you have to believe. Well, Buddhism is really not supposed to be like that. Buddhism is about good. It's about principles that are universal and non-esoteric, meaning they should be easily understood and easily verifiable. Even Nirvana is not some magical, mysterious thing. Part of nature, it's part of reality, something we can realize for ourselves. So we practice, we don't worry too much about results, but we have to verify that what we're doing is actually good. We have to be clear about, because it's not difficult to understand. If you're hurting yourself or hurting others, that's not good. So if there's anything that does that, then you should stop it. If it's helping you and helping others, then it's good, and you should continue it. That's about it. And to that end, we have all the rest of the teachings of the Buddha, all the various teachings. We have to internalize them and understand them, understand the benefit of them. Not just follow them because that's what we're supposed to do, because it's so easy to get it wrong that way. You focus, put emphasis on the wrong thing because you don't really understand why you're doing it. Like when we meditate, maybe you think the words are important, so you emphasize the words in your mind and then you start saying random words. Or maybe you think that the walking is important to this, you know, maybe it's important to sit really straight, or easy to emphasize the wrong things if you don't understand exactly what the point is. It's important for us to study and to see, where does the goodness come from this? What is goodness? We should ask. What is the good that comes from this? Does this help me see clearly? Does this help me learn to let go? By this will I free myself from suffering? That's what we should ask. Then we know it's the Dhamma. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with that. Still got some more work to do this evening. And tomorrow we should probably have Dhammapada, but see how busy I get tomorrow with this 5-minute meditation lesson. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for meditating with us, everybody. Wish you all the best. Right.